Okay. The end of Parshas Kisavo, there's a relatively brief section that begins in Perek Choftes that seems a little anticlimactic after the long and difficult Tochacha which precedes this section. Again, one of the most outstanding, scariest aspects of Parshas Kisavo is the long Tochacha. We spoke about it last night in a different context, how the Ramban understands that the Tochacha that's in Parshas Kisavo describes all of the terrible things that happened specifically during the Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and indeed in the long and difficult Galus in which we find ourselves presently. The Gemara describes how there are 98 terrible curses which are associated with this Tochacha and Sefer Dvarim. And indeed, the Gemara tells us that Ezra HaSofer instituted that we should make sure to read Parshas Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah so that Tichle Shana V'Kilul Oseha, let the year and all of its curses, as symbolized by the Tochacha and Parshas Kisavo, let this cursed year, you know, come to an end. That Parshas Kisavo, get out all the curses, so to speak, before we come into Rosh Hashanah. And that way, Tochel Shana Birchoseha, the new year should come, bringing with it its brachos. So in light of that, this relatively short section that represents the seventh Aliyah and begins in the beginning of Perek Choftes, it's a little bit difficult to understand as to what its tafkid, what its purpose is. Vayikra Moshe kol Yisrael vayomer aleihem. Moshe called all of Kalal Yisrael. He told them, Atem re'isem es kol asher osa Hashem le'nechem be'eretz Mitzrayim l'faro l'chol avodah v'chol aretzo. You saw all of the things that Hashem did to Paro. V'lo nosan Hashem lochem leiv l'das ve'naim l'ros v'zraim l'shmo ad hayom hazeh. Yet, you don't really have the proper heart to understand, the eyes to see, the ears to hear up until this day. V'olecheschem arboim shana ba'midbar. I took you for 40 years through the desert. Your clothes didn't disintegrate. Your shoes didn't have to be replaced. You didn't eat any bread or drink any wine. In order that you know, l'man teidu ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, in order that you know that I am Hashem your God. V'atovo al ha'mokom hazeh. You came to this place, to the fields on the other side of the Jordan River. V'yetzei Sichon melech Heshbon v'og melech Habashon likroseinu la'melchama v'anakeim. We were attacked by Sichon and Og, and we defeated them and gave over their land to Reuven, Gad, and half of Shevet Menasheh. So finally, Pasuk Ches, Ushmartem es divrei abris hazos va'asisem osam, l'man taskilu eiskol asher ta'asun. You should guard the words of this covenant and perform them in order that you act wisely with regard to everything that you do. What's the point of this paragraph? On a surface reading, it seems like the point of the paragraph is you should keep the Torah. That's the last pasuk. Shmartem es divrei abris hazos va'asisem osam. But why do we need this paragraph for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael keep the Torah? I mean, the whole point of the Tochacha was not just keep the Torah, but keep the Torah or else. Keep the Torah or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring terrible things upon you. I mean, if they didn't get the hint, if they didn't understand what that was all about, what is this paragraph exactly going to add? And why is it necessary to reiterate, as most of the paragraph does, the events of the last 40 years? You were in Egypt, you saw great miracles, you wandered in the desert for 40 years, Hashem took care of you, Hashem defeated Sichon and Og, you were able to inherit and take over their land. Okay, all true, we remember that. What's the point? What are you driving at, Moshe Rabbeinu? This is a beautiful pshat in the Netziv, in the HaMikdavar, where the Netziv works through all of these psukim and presents the idea that what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing at this point is giving nechama, is giving consolation to the Jewish people after hearing the terrible, terrible curses that have been uttered as part of the Tochacha. The Tochacha predicts the eventual galus of the Jewish people, how Klal Yisrael are going to go into exile, they're going to be scattered. Klal Yisrael are naturally disturbed, perturbed after hearing all of those things. So this paragraph from Moshe Rabbeinu is meant to give the Jewish people chizuk, to strengthen them, even while predicting that they're going to go through galus. And says the Netziv, if we work through the psukim, we'll see various different ways in which Moshe Rabbeinu provides this nechama, provides this consolation to the Jewish people, so that even while they're in galus, there are lessons that they can take away from the galus and not get lost in all of the misery and the difficulty that Klal Yisrael will experience. So number one, says the Netziv, always remember the fact that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim with great miracles. God loves the Jewish people. God is willing to change history on behalf of the Jewish people. It's true that we seem to be subject to more persecutions sometimes than we are to events like Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we have to remember that those events like Yetzias Mitzrayim and the miracles, the incredible supernatural miracles that accompany something like a Yetzias Mitzrayim are very much a part of what our history is all about. And when we remember that, that will give us chizuk. That will give us a certain type of strengthening, even as we go through the difficult times. That's point number one. Point number two, which is expressed in Pasuk Gimel, V'lo nosan Hashem lochem lev lodas, ve'inayim lir'os, ve'oznayim lishmoa, ad hayom hazeh. You haven't really developed a heart to understand, eyes to see, or ears to hear until this day, at the very end of the 40 years of wandering in the desert. To put it somewhat differently, these 40 years of wandering in the desert, which, again, clearly were a punishment, clearly were difficult times for the Jewish people. They had wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael 40 years before. They regretted the chait of the Meraglim, which prevented them from going into Eretz Yisrael. But says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, you should know that you've grown as people over the course of these 40 years of suffering. 40 years ago, you didn't really have a heart to understand, eyes to see, and ears to hear. What does that mean? So explains the Netziv, this is really a reference to the Chet HaMeraglim. What caused Klal Yisrael to spurn going into Eretz Yisrael under the Meraglim? Whatever the issue was, it's clear that Klal Yisrael did not really appreciate the greatness of Eretz Yisrael 40 years before. Whatever the exact issue was, again, the different ways to understand what so frightened Klal Yisrael about the prospect of going into Eretz Yisrael at that time. However you interpret it, clearly Klal Yisrael were not ready to appreciate the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have, as the Pasuk says, a heart to understand, eyes to see, ears to hear. They didn't appreciate the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, but here we are 40 years later, and you do appreciate it. You do get it. I'm speaking to a people who will understand the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael when they go into it. So you see that people can grow and people can change. And sometimes what on the surface are terrible events and terrible circumstances can actually be circumstances that allow people to grow and to develop a greater degree of understanding. Says that it's the implicit message that Moshe Rabbeinu was sharing with Klal Yisrael by making this point is not just directed to this generation which is about to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's really directed to all the future generations, particularly the ones that are going to experience the terrible, terrible klalos, the terrible curses which are described in the Tochacha. Klal Yisrael, yes, we're going to go through terrible, terrible times in the course of our history. But we're going to grow from those experiences. And very often, we will discover that we'll have Alev lodas, einayim liros, ozrayim lishmoa, at the end of those horrific experiences, which we may not have had, or may not have had to the fullest extent, before those experiences began. Another lesson. Even the terrible times, very often are not as terrible as they seem at first glance. And that's the lesson of Psukim Dalid and Psukim Hey. I brought you 40 years through the desert. On the surface, the fact that the Jews had to wander 40 years through the desert was a terrible, terrible thing. Something they resented, something that they were upset about. And indeed, there were certain things that you didn't have in the desert. Lechem lo achaltem, yayin v'shechar lo shesisem. You didn't have conventional bread. You didn't have access to wine or to beer or to other things. But it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided incredible gifts to the Jewish people while they were in the desert. They had the Be'er to provide their water, the Anani HaKavod, they had the Mon. As the Pasuk over here describes, not only that, but their clothes and their shoes didn't wear out the entire 40 years that they were in the desert. You were suffering. But there was a silver lining, and maybe even more than a silver lining, to the hard times which you experienced. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, even when it's bad, it's very often better than you think it is. That's another lesson to take away from the experience that Klal Yisrael had in the desert, and it's a lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu means to impart to the Jewish people as they're thinking about the terrible klalos of the Tochacha. Yes, there are going to be terrible things in Jewish history, but you'll be able to find points of light, even in those terrible times, where you'll see that it's not as difficult as it seemed to be at first glance. Moreover, and this is the lesson of Psukim Vav and Zion, very often something that seems to be bad initially actually turns out to be for our benefit. Where do you see that? So says Moshe Rabbeinu, consider the entire victory which Klal Yisrael had over Sichon and Og. That would only have come about, the conquest of those lands that belonged to Sichon and Og only came about because Klal Yisrael wandered in the desert for 40 years. Let's consider an alternate version of history. Let's imagine that Klal Yisrael had gone straight into Eretz Yisrael at the very beginning of their time in the desert. Let's imagine that the Chet HaMeraglim had never happened. So yes, Klal Yisrael would have been in Eretz Yisrael 40 years earlier. But presumably, because they didn't have to wander around those various nations, they would have never encountered Sichon and Og. And those lands, which belonged to Sichon and Og, would not have been conquered by Klal Yisrael. Again, if we can imagine an alternate reality in which the Jewish people would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael, 40 years beforehand. So yes, it's a misfortune that Klal Yisrael wandered for 40 years, but it's a misfortune that ultimately led to something positive and something good. And here too, Moshe Rabbeinu imparts the idea to Klal Yisrael, even in the midst of things that seem horrific, sometimes what you think on the surface is something terrible really turns out to have something very, very good that's a part of that terrible experience. And finally, says the Netziv, the final lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to tell them, is Ushmartem es divrei habris hazos. You should guard the words of this covenant. This doesn't simply mean, says the Netziv, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, keep the Torah. That's a message that Moshe Rabbeinu has delivered many, many times. For Moshe Rabbeinu to come at this point and say, by the way, Klal Yisrael, keep the Torah, there are no chidushim, there's nothing new in that statement. Says the Netziv, the statement, the pasuk means something else. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Klal Yisrael an etza, a piece of advice, to make it through the galus. How do you maintain Yiddishkeit when the galus is so terrible, when we're suffering, when we're being persecuted? Ushmartem es divrei abris hazos va'asisem osam. Shmartem over here, says the Netziv, doesn't simply mean keep the Torah. However, it means instead transmit the Torah. Guard the Torah in the sense that make sure that the Torah is not forgotten. And va'asisem osam, make them, not just do them, but make them, create them, create the words of Torah, means set up a situation in which the words of Torah can be increased. And to this end, the Netziv quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara there quotes this pasuk, Ushmartem es divrei abris hazos va'asisem osam. And the Gemara darshans on that pasuk, ko hamalamed es ben chaveiro Torah, kilu osol divrei Torah. If you teach your son's friend Torah, it's as if you are creating the divrei Torah that emerged from that relationship. What does that mean? How does this pasuk have anything to do with teaching one's friend's son's Torah? I mean, the pasuk is saying, keep the Torah. Shmartem es divrei abris hazos. Says the Netziv, that's exactly the point that we're making. Chazal understood that what Moshe Rabbeinu was really driving at over here is not just, keep the Torah. Okay, we all know you're supposed to keep the Torah. The Eitzah, to keep Klal Yisrael alive, to keep our spirits alive in difficult times, is Harbatzis HaTorah. Is learning Torah, but even more importantly than that, spreading Torah to others. Because when we spread Torah, we strengthen Yiddishkeit. And strengthening Yiddishkeit is the biggest source of nechama, the biggest source of consolation that will take us through terrible, terrible times. And that, he says, is the meaning of the end of the pasuk. Leman taskilu eis kol asher ta'asun. Taskilu is a lashon of understanding. Teach Torah in order that you be filled with understanding, with seichel, with regard to everything that you should do. When Klal Yisrael are going through tough times, one of the biggest things that we need is a sense of seichel. You know, to know how to handle the tough times, to know how to get through the tough times. You know, very often tough times are unprecedented in the types of challenges that they present to us. So you need a lot of seichel, you need a lot of creativity, you need a lot of, the ability to think outside of the box, to deal with the new challenges that a difficult situation is going to present. Says that it's if that's the meaning of this pasuk. If you work on learning Torah and spreading Torah during times of difficulty, leman taskilu eis kol asher ta'asun, it will give you the seichel to know how to go forward in the difficult times and ultimately be able to move from times of difficulty to times of light. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in short, says that the Netziv is reviewing the 40-year history of Klal Yisrael, and he's telling them, you've learned life lessons from your experiences that will give you the tools to deal with the terrible times that are foretold by the Tochacha. The Tochacha, yeah, it's terrible, it's scary, it's terrible, terrible curses. But we have the Kalim, we have the tools to be able to get through those terrible times. If we look back at what we learned just in the last 40 years, and we take those perspectives and we apply them, so even the worst and darkest times in Jewish history can be turned into times of light and times that ultimately we're able to emerge from in a difficult sense. In this sense, these few psukim, these eight psukim at the end of the Sedra, really give voice to what we quoted from the Gemara a few minutes before, that whereas Chazal say that we need to read Parshas Kisavo at the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah, so as to indicate the idea, Tich Leshana V'Kilu Loseha, let the year and its curses come to an end, the very end of Parshas Kisavo reflects the other thing which the Gemara says, Tochel Shana Birchoseha, let the new year begin with its brachos. The end of Parshas Kisavo gives us the key to be able to understand how to mine and apply the brachos, that we have tools to be able to get us through the klolos, the darkest of times, and change the klolos into brachos. As we're still dealing in our own lives with this very, very unprecedented time in anybody's recollection, a time that feels on some level like many of the klolos that in Parshas Kisavo. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to be able to take away the lessons from the end of Parshas Kisavo and take the klolos and change them into brachos. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratza HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakos